here they are coming. מה אתה אומר? בבקשה. סידה. So this authority thing that you are doing things on your terms and not with the children has a very very basic background to it. I think we spoke once about that, but I didn't want to go again with that. This is so important, which you can't exaggerate that. I saw it also yesterday when I did the video with all the 10 children were here, my 10 children now, and it was so nice to sit together and without the grandchildren. We had a sit without the grandchildren, only with the children. And then I said, only to show you what happened, it happens with this authority, nice authority, and we keep it away. So then we said, it's so nice to be here without the grandchildren, that the families are here without the children. You know, we're only with the parents. And one of the boys had this glorious idea, say, Atyodea, once they spoke about us also like this, Vakasha, you can sit down. Once they spoke about us also like this. That it was such a nice thing to have a Mesiba without us, you know. So we immediately went into defense, and they said, no, we didn't have a family the way we have 10 children. I have no family over here, so I mean, that didn't happen. But it was this, like, non-authority thing, you know. My son immediately saw me, same level he is now. It's like that's like a lack in authority. It's like that's not what you expect. You expect that I should say a statement and that is taken. That's not the question of authority. It's not that he gets something from you and he takes it with him and he doesn't question it. That's not the question of authority. Much more the question of authority is the way you live with the children. And that was very, very obvious also yesterday. Even my children are married. And the oldest one is, Pfeffer is a very powerful man. But they are married. I am just much more powerful than him at the table, without being any authority in the classical sense, and they tell them what to do. I do not tell them what to do. Only the living with them, is also has an ingredient, always has an ingredient, that living with the children goes on the terms of our father. Living with them goes on the terms of our father. So the authority is created through that you live with them, not that you tell them what to do. This is the big shift which we have to appreciate. We have to work on that. That we are not living so much with the children, especially when we think about authority, we do not live with them, we confront them. To confront them means we sit one across the other one and we speak to them and we want them to listen to us. And there, this glorious thing of authority is coming in. And we think, now they will listen to us and they will just eat what we say. And then it doesn't happen. And they are mitmardim, you know, mitmardim? They are rebellious. And then they are rebellious and don't do what you tell them. And then the authority is gone. And I think it's all not right. It's not right to think like this. Because authority is not based on giving out orders, or things like this. It's based on how you live with them. Yeah? And there is the most important thing, that you are an authority. But that's why I thought authority is also based on the fact that you have an heritage, you have more life experience. Your living with them has much more mishkal to that than their own life. Now it goes like this. I deal with that now. I think in a certain situation which I'm presented in, now, I can't say, I don't know it yet, really, only I heard on the phone. No, it's not such a good situation. You know, children which really went the way you don't want your children to go that way. Yeah? One of them is really out, you know, he's already 24, he's the real Apicurus, Balkishan. Next one is on the way, same way. Yeah? Boy. Now they send, they want, I need to send, speak with him. And on the phone, they said he comes from an extremely talented family, well-known family, extremely talented, rabbinic, Haredi, full-blown Haredi, very Haredi, very well-known family, you know, both sides of the parents, and at a normal home. You know, I asked around, normal home, normal warm home. You can't know what's going on underneath the carpet, but a normal home and things. But head-loaded. The home is head-loaded. That means the home is intellectual, you know. And the whole family is known to be intellectually open. Now they want me that I should sit with a child and discuss with him emunah. No, I won't do that. I will not do that. You know, because that's not the point, that I have to live with him and he has to see, and that's much whether I can do it in that age. At that age, I ask him whether age of 17, 18 is not too early to have a discussion, you know. 17, 18, you make a zi, you change in the diapers, and then you put him back into the gina, you know, you should play a little bit around with his toys, you know. It was his shirt, to go play the baseball or whatever, do the basketball. No, you have to discuss with him. Problems. This authority thing that you are more knowledgeable than the other one makes it immediately relative. It makes it immediately relative because every argument has a counter argument. You know, every argument has a counter argument. Everyone. You know, you can't persuade a person out of reason only. It doesn't go. Yeah? Reason should be the most authoritative thing, but it is not. It's not. And this you know exactly, that when you give a reasonable thing to your children, these children, they won't take this reasoning in, you know, even in the older ages, it won't go. You know? Reason is not the point. Reason is not the point. The point is much more that the child feels it's a part of your world, and your way is bigger or heavier than his. It's a part of your world, but by you, it's a little bit more weight on the scale than by him, yeah? And this is your authority, that you are with him in the same place, but the plate is shifting towards you. Because you have more life experience, you have more possibilities of acceptance, of dealing with things. Yeah? By you, these questions are not so difficult. For example, when you have a question in the morning by children, I don't know whether I faced that, perhaps once I faced it, but I did not face it. I faced it once, I think. The same thing. I didn't answer the question. than to answer a question in the morning, you know. I didn't answer the question. I did not. But I absolutely accepted, and it was through that the child saw that by me, as a heavier person in Oval, this thing is not schwer and is connected to me. That's the authority. So I got it through that. I was living with him. I was going with him. Perhaps I go for a spatzil, and I go to out, and I push to speak about it, and he sees that these things are not bothering me. They're not bothering, you know. No. They don't bother me. And it's fine like this. I can accept you, but these things are not bothering me. And that is the authority which comes in. It's not out of speaking to him, and it's not out of argumentation and overpowering him with my argument, which I'm more intelligent than him, or whatever you want. Yeah? That's not the way it's built. That's not the way it's built. And this is so difficult for us. This is so difficult for us. It's so difficult that we should accept this authority. Yeah? We should accept this, that this is our authority, which it is. So the authority, when you think about the authority of the Bore Olam, yeah, it's also built like this, for sure. The authority of the Bore Olam stems in your life from a certain way that you see that this Bore Olam is deciding on your life. He lives with you, your life, and his tzad is a little bit heavier than your tzad. Yeah? When a kadachke begins, it's very difficult to get out of that, you know, because then he takes you into his terms, you know. It's very difficult. When you have difficulties, you see the authority or the acceptance of the authority of the Bore Olam is that he interferes with your life. It's not that he tells you things. I don't think so. I don't think that Bore Olam has an authority because he tells you you have to be Shomer Shabbos. Only he enters your life, and that's his authority. Then I say I have to listen to him, you know. And then of course he says you should be Shomer Shabbos. But it's a mere fact that he says in the Torah you should be Shomer Shabbos. That doesn't create authority. Yeah? It doesn't create authority. It's a part in your life. The Bore Olam enters your life. And there he decides on your life, and that's you feel, you associate that with him. So that's a question of you being, that's not our Inyan Alemune, but not being apikoyles. You understand that what's happening in your life, that comes from the Bilo Elam, but then he decides on your life, and that's his authority. That's the basic of his authority, that he enters your life. You have to enter the life of the child. And then to give out commandments. Yeah? It's all modern by us. We think that the authority is based on this commandment. We think that also the authority of the Bilo Elam is based on the commandment. We don't have that is only the outlet of that, that he has an authority and he said something, and because he's an authority and he said something, we have to obey. But it doesn't come from the saying that we have to obey. Because no, he enters my life. He is a part of my life. Yeah? Now, so this changes with a... There you have to understand how you are going along with the development of your child. This authority, that you are an authority in his life, now it changes with that. I had once a person, which I think it's very wrong what he did, but he understood one thing, but not the whole picture. He said, when I play games with my children, we spoke once about that, when you play games with my children, and then I let them win, you know, when it is a sports game, or it, but when it's an intellectual game, I make sure that I will win, because I want to show them that I am more clever than them. So he wanted to establish his intellectual authority with that. I think that's nothing. I think that's not right. It's, again, not the question that you're right and he is wrong. It's a question that you are entering this world of the child of playing games to with your personality. And you're not afraid to enter that with your personality. Even when you lose, and the child will win against you, your authority won't be undermined. The question is how do you enter that field when you have little children. And you have little children, don't overpower them. You take them on your shoulders, you crawl around. And this is a part of your authority. Why? Because you can make the fun. This is very basic. You can make the fun. You can lift them up. You can lift them upside down. They can have a big fun with you. Once is enough. It's my turn. I don't have koyach anymore. That's it. But I give you a big fun with my involvement. I am the authority in your game. No? I play with you and the authority. That's when you have little children. I experienced that now on Shabbos with my grandchildren sitting here. And they wanted to play with me. Yeah? So I had to tell them, no, once, twice, it's enough, you know. And then it always is again and again. You know this again and again. And then these parents, they feel when they don't give in to the again, then they disappoint the child. No, when you give in to the again, you lose your authority. But the authority is because you live with a child in his world of games, and it goes on your term. And you say, till here, I did it with you. It was a big fun with me, but now it's my turn. I have to go away, and I do different things. That's very important for your children. You live with them, and you do it on your terms and say, Atkan. You know how many parents are cornered by their children, and they want it again? And you enter this deadly spiral that you have to do it again and again till you are fed up, and you don't end it even in a normal way. It ends with screaming and pitch and all these nice expressions of disaster by the parent. That's without reason. That's only because you, in the beginning, didn't understand. Over here, it's a question of, I am doing my terms. I give the kef. I do it on my terms. And I finish it also on my terms. And now I say, Atkan, gamarnu. Finished. And the children will accept that. When you do it in a firm way, the children will accept that. This is part of your authority in their world. You didn't give out any commandment. You only said, it's my term. It's my terms. That's it. You know? And you do it with them. When they are getting older, same thing. In learning, you know, in learning. So this is the question in learning: whether you know the Masechta, you don't know the Masechta. But I found, perhaps I said it last time. I found ask intelligent questions. I said last time,
two times ago.
Ask intelligent questions. That is a very big thing of being an authority. The child understands that you are an important figure in that field too. You don't have to be knowledgeable. I don't have to know everything. I have to be an importance by the child. And then it fades away, of course. The child understands that this is his endeavor and not your endeavor. And you are not less because of that. It's not, you're not less. No. The father is not occupied with that. That's not his field, or things like this. I know people which are absolutely working people, you know? This, perhaps over here, and so that's not so common, but I think I speak over here to a normal crowd, you know? But in America or in Europe, that those are people which they are occupied with their business, but they are part of the family. That means the child understands part of the family, and the moment the father is part of the family, it's an important part of the family. The father has authority. Even the father knows about learning. It's incomparable with today's children. You know, these today's children, they are. Today, the pal gets once in a while the other way around. I call that Haredi Bale Tshuva. You know, there's definitely Haredi from home, but they are Bale Tshuva, that now they have to go like the Goyim. You know? And for example, when you will have such a child, what will he? Yesterday also we made a game. We had a Masiba because there was certain, you know, we had a marriage. We were married for 35 years. Comes fine, yeah. So the question was who gets the compliment. I told my wife gets the compliment. She suffered 35 years, and she said I get the compliment. That's a good show of advice. Yeah, that's fine. Okay, but so there was a question. They made a question, that a questionnaire about Musogim at home. The one was my Kiddush cup. Yeah. So my Kiddush cup, I have a kick out of that Kiddush cup, that he is more than Reb Chaim Noe, less than Chazich, but it looks like much smaller than Reb Chaim Noe. It looks like unbelievable small, you know, but it's much more than Reb Chaim Noe. It's about 100 cc, it comes good. But it's less than Chazich. It's less than Chazich. No, I don't need a Chazich, less than Chazich. So I use that. So they had a questionnaire about this Musogim at home, and on the questionnaire you had to find out it means the Kiddush cup. It was Kiddush cup, and you may not say certain words in order to define it, you know. And then you have to find out. And one of the words which was also to say was Father says it is enough. That was also, you know, you may not say, but you would say Father says enough. Remember, I said, oh, it's Kiddush cup, I'm sure, you know. So what do they do? They for sure make Kiddush on a bigger cup. My children. They go with the tzitzis outside and they have payas, you know. I don't. I go with the tzitzis inside. My Kiddush cup is not Chaznish. So it's a question of authority? No. What do you do then? That's a classical thing of Haredi Baal Tshuva, and I'm proud of my children that they do that. I wanted that. I lekatchile went with the tzitzis inside. They should have a field to pronounce the Yiddishkeit more than the father. I wanted that. I didn't want to create only a possibility of Yerides Hadoiros. You know, that a lot of yeshivish people, the only thing the child can be is less than the father. You can't be more. My children can b'shufi be more than the father. No problem with that. You know? So that means that my authority is nil. No, my authority is not nil. It is not that field. I live with them, and my life experience, and even my Torah knowledge is important for them. They hold, they do things. They hold, you have to make like the Chazanish, you have to do it like this, you do whatever you want, you know, and you do it more from than me, and for sure, you want to be more from, Gewaldig, you know. But it's not that I'm not an authority in that. I give you this free space to be more. This, for example, a very basic thing in your own education of your children. When you think authority is only that they do whatever you say, it's not a living with them, then this, what I tell you now, is a case of impossibility. Because at the moment the child will do more than you, that means it undermines your authority. It's nicht richtig. But it depends how you build that. And for sure, that there are people out there the whole thing is, you know, I am the missing link in the Masoiros of the Klal Yisrael. You know, that's the way the father looks at himself, you know. I'm this link in the chain, and now when he does something more than me, he is dismissing that link, you know. So that's an undermining of my authority. I know that there are people out there, and the child can only or imitate or be less than the father. I don't want that. I didn't want. I wanted to, for the child to have this open thing. That once was a very normal approach, because amongst the parents, or the children were children in yeshivas from working people, all of them in middle yeshiva, you know, there came out no sons of Rosh Yeshivas, and that's not the point, you know. And that was very normal. Today it became such more than a thing, you know, that you have a Dor Shlishi from Kölnik. It's basically was meant us, yeah. It was a non-existent entirety. And you try to artificially, we are all aiding of this faltering of the whole thing, you know, because you can't keep that up artificially, that you have 10 deures kölnikes one after the other. This is a well game. This is gebeutersing. The healthiness is not built like this, yeah? No, it's very healthy that the child is more than the father. But when you have these kölnikes which follow one the other, one door follows the other, then the child is only able to be less than the father. You know, this I didn't want. It has nothing to do with authority. Because authority is not that he does what I tell him. Authority that he understands my way is a choshuva. I am a choshuva deya. And even a heavier deya. He can be chodek on me and doing something else. But my deya is very choshuva. Yeah?
Yes. Once he's mature enough to have a deya, that's also good.
That's right.
So what about at earlier stages where his deya is possible? The kid wants something in front of him.
Yes, so there you have to know that it depends that you are giving this slight, for example, snappling. You know, my children today, they won't go. Yeah, but for me, snappling is dangerous. I told you once that I had a son, they had to go, all my sons had to go snappling. And they had to go hanging over some souk, 120 meters above ground, in the air, on the thing, and then most probably take a picture from him and then going down slowly, that they had to do. I can't understand the kick out of that. I am not understanding that. Eh? But they had to do it. So my authority was that I paid for security. You tell me what you do. And you know, you may do it, Bakashah. And I think it's not such a necessity, you know. But you know what? I pay for that. For another 500 or 600 shekels, you should have a normal guidance and not this ready guide, which is very dangerous, a normal guide and a normal security, and you do it the most good and pay another 600 shekels. I paid for all of the kvutza. Yeah? So I said, no, this authority business and the security business is precious enough to do that. And now my son afterwards understood that then afterwards you can't do that always, because you can't always ask father for 600 shekels. So he didn't do it always, you see? He didn't. I pulled that thing to my side. Even though I hold it, so it's possible. But even this activity was pulled to my side. You did it on my terms. Even though I wouldn't do it, I paid for the security. When you would go for you can do all different kind of crazy stuff. You know, you will not know everything your son does in his teenagers. You don't know, but some you know, and you do it in such a way. You see, you put it on your side. And you leave that shtus. You don't say no. Because saying no doesn't do anything. He'll do it behind your back. They said yes, but you don't mind. What I would do when my son would be, I would have to think about that. My son would be sold to computer games or things like this, or to videos or things which are really bad. So then I don't know. He said, do not, you know, this. Okay, this could be a sugi by itself, how to deal with that. It could be that's a question of your avira at home lekatchila. That could be. Avira at home lekatchila, whether you are doing more active things and not sitting passive, we spoke about that once. This I don't know. Yeah, but I had these problems, my children wanting to do things which are not my cup of tea at all. And I had to pull it onto my side by going into their endeavor, but with my terms and paying a lot of money, and they saw I pay the money, and they do it with Simchah. But they understood you can't ask father every 2 days for another 600 shekel to make a trip, you know? So then once a Benaz money is enough. That's a big asset. Others do that every second day, you know? And they do it in a dangerous way. Mind, they didn't do it every second day, they did it only once. In a secure way, and they use that the whole, and they learn that it's good also once, and don't have to do every day. Yeah? It's an authority question. Yeah? Going with, Your oldest child is how old? Oh, you have time, you know. You have time. That's a long time till that comes. Till that comes. But it will come earlier than you think, yeah? All these things. Yours are older.
Nine.
Yeah. There it begins, you know. By nine it begins. There you know, you begin to know what means smufle somukle ish. I'm sorry, somukle ish, you know. Is it a girl or a boy?
A boy. I told him that. He said to me, maybe he wants to live in Bnei Brak. That's very good. I never thought to live in Bnei Brak. I said, I'll buy a car to come and visit you. He said, that's why I want to live in Bnei Brak, so you'll buy a car.
I got yesterday a phone call from my grandson, which he lives in Italy, and they had snow, and the trees were falling. So by the snow, I tried to organize a four-on-four to take them out. It wasn't matzliach. So yesterday I got a phone call from my grandson, and says, Abba, im machar yered geshev, ata tavoim jeep lakachat otanu? So I asked afterwards my daughter, is he afraid or does he want the jeep? So he says, for sure he wants the jeep. You know, he's not afraid at all. But it's a good thing. If my grandfather comes with a jeep, that's something, you know. He wanted that kif, you know. Same thing, yeah. Okay, that's the children you have. Okay? So this, I think, is a very basic thing, going with them, not giving out orders. We'll speak about these issues a little bit more next time too. I think that's the kibbutz I want to go with you, even though I have also other things on mind. But by the time we are on these authority things, is good, by time?
Yeah.
It's good? Okay, so go next week, we'll go further on with that. Let's come.
And it doesn't make it when your children don't listen to you. So you're not in the realm of establishing your authority, but just is there a negative effect of them?
I don't think so. I do not. When you are able how to take it, it's with a calmness. Mm-hmm. You don't have to see everything. You don't have to be on top of everything. No, don't do it. It's the most predictable thing. Once in a while, it's the most predictable thing, they don't do it. Mm-hmm. So you will be not giving out so much orders. Right. Once in a while, you have to have an order when it's very important that has to be followed. But it's like going over the kvish or things like this, you know. Okay. Don't give out so much orders, and that's it. Okay?
Can I say, sometimes when I do it with him, my kid wants to do it again.
Yeah.
Because sometimes what I do is the first time he says again, I say, how many more times do you want? Right up front. So I let him decide how many. But then, of course, he says three, we do three, and then he wants to do it again. So I say, no, that's, you said three, that's three.
Very good.
But is that a pegam in my authority? Because I let him choose?
No.
At the end of the day, I'm making this decision.
Yeah, that's right. But you have to understand that he doesn't really understand what three means.
Right.
So you gave in a little bit to make it kef for him. He doesn't understand what he says. Okay? And for six was made us. Okay? Say them, I've come.